Jason Collins is a retired NBA player and was the first professional player in a major American sport to come out as gay. Since his announcement in 2013, Collins played briefly for the Brooklyn Nets and is now a public speaker and LGBT advocate. He's visiting the University of Wyoming today as the keynote speaker for UW's Martin Luther King Jr. Days of Dialogue, and he joins me now. Jason, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
I want to dive right in. Your jersey number that you've worn throughout the years, throughout your NBA career at times, is 98. And that's a tribute to Matthew Shepard. What went into that decision?
I came out to my family and friends first in 2011 and 2012. And I played the 2012-2013 NBA season with the Boston Celtics and Washington Wizards. And when I signed with the Boston Celtics, I wanted to find a way to, just connect to the new identity that I was becoming proud of.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, it just seemed to me that the number 98, the year 1998, has a strong significance to the LGBT community. And it was just something to connect with the LGBT community, because I remember that year, and I remember, being in college when I heard what happened to Matthew. And so it was sort of like just a daily reminder when I put on the jersey of just who I am.
Mm-hmm. Before you came out, you played in the NBA for 12 seasons. What was it like to be in that kind of environment? Was it supportive? Were you nervous? What kind of the process of coming to that decision to come out, what was that like for you?
I wouldn't use the word support. I would use nerve-wracking. Technically, I played 11 seasons in the closet as far as no one really, 11 and a half, because I guess part of the season, my aunt and then a friend here in Los Angeles knew. My first 11 years, I've been, playing sports since 6 years old. but the environment it's a changing environment, I'd say. It's not, the culture of sport, the whole notion of what is it to be masculine. There's a lot of preconceptions and stereotypes out there of, like, what does it mean to be gay and be a gay athlete. And, hopefully, my example of Robbie Rogers, Michael Sam, the other male athletes who are stepping forward, we have to continue to add to the conversation that women have started a long time ago, which is why I'm so proud of Martina Navratilova and Billie Jean King and the other female athletes and male athletes who come out in the past. There's something about when you come out and then yet you're still able to go out there and play in your sport. And it's something that I'm very fortunate to say that I've done.
Speaking with Jason Collins, retired pro NBA player and LGBT speaker and advocate, when you first came out publicly in your professional career, Martina Navratilova, former tennis player, who also came out as lesbian back in the 80s, she called you a game changer for team sports. And I was wondering if that weighed on you at all when you were making this decision to come out publicly, if you were thinking about being a voice in this world that has been at times classified as homophobic.
The easy answer is no, I wasn't thinking along those lines. I was thinking about, honestly, my private, like just merging my private and public life. I'm 7 feet tall, African-American. I don't blend in any crowd except when I'm on a basketball court. So I wanted to be able to go out on dates and not worry about, people with a smartphone taking a picture and then me, having to be reactive to something. I wanted to be proactive and just stand up and, be counted and say, this is who I am. And I still want to play professional sports. So the focus for me was to try to always keep it in the world of sports after I made my announcement. And that was mentally very difficult. the training, the physical training, you sort of get used to as a professional athlete, but then the whole mental aspect of not knowing. And I can empathize a lot with what Michael Sam is going through right now, because I would see, you know, players, you know, I'd watch NBA games when I was a free agent during that time, and I was looking at certain players and thinking, well, I know I'm a better player than that person.
Mm-hmm.
You don't let yourself go into that mode of, well, why does he have an opportunity and I don't? And that's not how I really fought hard to stop thinking that way, because that sort of leads to, like, negative, and I was all about being positive.
You mentioned Michael Sam, and he has had a difficult time, it seems, since he came out, staying with the team, kind of bouncing around. And you yourself mentioned that, you know, it took some time for you to kind of get back in. How much farther do you think professional sports have to go with really embracing this and accepting this to where it's not an issue anymore?
There's still a lot of work to do. I know for a fact there are other gay players in the, you know, in the sports leagues. So the issue is, why haven't they come forward? And, you know, a lot of it has to do with potential, you know, fear. But again, you try to look at it positive, like, okay, how can we encourage them? And that's by going out, continuing to speak up, and trying to create that environment of acceptance.
What are you most looking forward to about coming and speaking at the University of Wyoming?
What I'm looking forward to the most is just interacting with the people of Wyoming, with the people there on the campus. And this is my first time to Wyoming, and I love hearing people's stories. I love finding the common thread in what unites us. And when I go around the country or in different parts of the world, it's about what brings us together, not what separates us.
I've been speaking to Jason Collins, retired NBA player and speaker and LGBT advocate. Thank you, Jason, so much for joining me.
No problem. Thank you.